At least 5 people are dead and more than 200 injured after protests erupted across Egypt. Many Egyptians are demanding the resignation of their president, Mohamed Morsi. But after counter-demonstrations, the president has declared that he isn't going anywhere. Connie Aegis reports.
Thousands of protesters took to the streets across Egypt to mark 1 year since President Mohamed Morsi took office. The demonstrations saw more than 500,000 people turn up in Cairo's Tahrir Square, and people flooded the country's second major city, Alexandria. Their message was simple.
President of Egypt, Mohamed Morsi, please get out. Get out.
I'm demanding that he step down from office and leave.
We don't want any more the Muslims Brotherhood. We are not convinced with Mohamed Morsi, and we're going to stay on the streets until he leaves.
They were the largest protests in the country since the uprising in 2011 that saw Hosni Mubarak lose power. People on the streets say they're angry with the political dominance of the Muslim Brotherhood. They say the government hasn't done enough to help the economy and bring stability back to the country. Dr. Robert Bowker is the former Australian ambassador to Egypt and a specialist on the Middle East at the Australian National University.
They're basically looking for the removal of the president, President Morsi, and in addition to that, some reforms to the constitution that Morsi's allies pushed through. They're looking for the removal of the prosecutor general. They're looking basically to, if they can, to have the army intervene in support of those demands.
But even though people are taking to the streets in protest, there are still many who support President Mohamed Morsi. Clashes between opponents and supporters have been reported in several cities across the country. President Mohamed Morsi stayed out of sight, speaking only through his spokesman, Omar Amid.
The president has previously said that he is reaching out to everyone and that he is ready to listen to serious national dialogue. Egypt does not interfere in any domestic affairs in any European or American country. We also request that no one should interfere in our domestic affairs.
But some analysts say the offer of dialogue is not one the opposition is likely to accept. Dr. Robert Bowker again.
I don't think the opposition regards that offer as credible. They are basically at a stage now where they believe that only overwhelming political pressure and the removal of Morsi, or at least the calling of fresh presidential elections, will be sufficient to satisfy them.
And he believes Egyptians may be in for a repeat of history with the involvement of an important institution.
The army, I think, is likely to be forced to intervene if, as seems quite likely, there is no meeting of the minds politically between President Morsi and his opponents, and the level of violence, which is ramping up now, continues to escalate. I don't think the army would be prepared to stand back and allow a situation which is tantamount to anarchy and rising violence.
That's the former Australian ambassador to Egypt, Dr. Robert Bowker, ending that report by Connie Aegis.